So, doing devotional service, hearing about Krishna, chanting
July
26th,
Johannesburg, Sharmani Devi, the Art Show.
Under the guidance of the bona fide guru, gives utmost knowledge and intelligence in whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we are, whatever talent that we have. And this is the, he gave me another picture. She's pulling out all the old ones today. So Prabhupada gave me an Indian print to paint, a picture of Radha and Krishna, who, even though they're the oldest, it's stated in the Brahma Samhita, which is a treatise written by the first created being of the whole universe, who created the himself, who created all other species of life, who created these systems of caste and ashrams. He created all the great sages. He created the oceans, the day and the night, all the demons, all the lizards. Everything is created by Lord Brahma in this universe. And, got what I mentioned to you?
Brahma Samhita.
Thank you. So he wrote the Brahma Samhita. And in the Brahma Samhita, there's one very beautiful verse. Advaitamachyutamanadirananta-rupam Adhyam apurana-purusham Navajobanam cha Vede sudulabham adulabham atma-bhakto Govindamad-purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Lord, Govinda, or Krishna, who is Advaitam, means he's one without a second. There's no second person to him in existence. But you might say, well, I can count at least 50 people in this room, and maybe 12 billion bacteria and insects. So, we're all manifestations of his energy. The spiritual world is a manifestation of his energy. We, the living entity, is a manifestation of his energy. All the incarnations of God that you see here, Varaha, Nrisimha, Vamandev, Korma, Lord Ram, Ramchandra, Jai Sri Ram, are all manifestations of Krishna's Svamsa incarnations, or his plenary portions. And this material world, the microphone, the trees, body, everything material is a manifestation of Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti, or external energy. So he's one without a second. Achyutam, he's can never fall. He's infallible. Anadir Ananta Rupam. Anadir, he has no cause beyond himself for anything in existence, and yet he is the cause of everything. Anadir Anantarupam. He has unlimited forms. And, you know, it's big enough to have unlimited forms. But when each form is unlimited, and you have unlimited forms, that's pretty inconceivable. So, although he's the oldest of the old, Adhyam Purana Purusham, although he's the oldest of the old, Navajovanam cha, he's not only a teenager eternally, 14 years old, even when he spoke the Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and he was already 90 years on the planet, he still looked like a teenager of 14 years old. So he's not only eternally young and youthful, but he's